This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America's top trade officials in Brussels today talking tariffs with the European Union. There was a moment this summer when both sides seemed headed toward a truce, but at the moment the parties seemed to be on each other's nerves. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The two sides are following up on a July tariff ceasefire. The EU committed to buying more American soybeans and fossil fuels, and the White House said no new tariffs on European imports. Peter Chase at the German Marshall Fund says this week could actually bring talk of lowering barriers by the Europeans.
They are interested in eliminating tariffs on all industrial products, including autos. The president most recently indicated that wouldn't be enough.
President Trump still threatens stiff tariffs of 25% on European cars. But he may not want to pick a transatlantic fight now, says Desmond Lachman of the American Enterprise Institute.
The question is whether now is the timing for the United States to play hardball with Europe, considering they are frying other fish, for instance, with China.
The U.S. ambassador to the EU has said Washington and Brussels can team up to take on Beijing and its model of subsidizing Chinese companies and telling foreign firms to hand over their technology. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.